I'd like you to turn in your Bible to Psalm 120. By way of brief introduction, this psalm begins a section of 15 psalms that have been given the title Songs of Degrees or Songs of Ascents. Different translations will have that differently, either Song of Ascents or Song of Degrees. You can see that in the heading of the psalm. And thought that they were used as the children of Israel went to the temple in Jerusalem to worship, and particularly associated with the celebration of the Passover. It's thought that maybe that since Jerusalem was built at the top of a hill and the temple is especially on the top of a mount, that there was a sense of going up to Jerusalem or ascending as people went up to Jerusalem. This psalm as well, or the psalms of ascents, also have some similarities. Most of them use a device of repetition to draw your attention to something specifically in the psalm. In Psalm 120, you'll notice that in verses 6 and 7, that there's a repetition of the word peace. I want you to listen for that, and I'll give explanation about that in a moment. So listen as I read Psalm 120. A song of ascents. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree. Woe is me that I dwell in Meshach, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. For I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 120 has been attributed to David, and especially in a historic moment when he was opposed by a man named Doeg. Doeg went and lied about David and accused him before Saul, and it made David have to run for his life. So David cries out to the Lord in verses 1 and 2. He asks God to deliver him from this enemy who was lying against him, and literally to deliver his soul. One reason that we do these psalm meditations is so you would see Jesus, and you can immediately begin to think of Jesus in this account. David stands as a type of Christ. Jesus, too, was betrayed by lies and deceit. One of his very own disciples, Judas Iscariot, was one that plotted against him and turned him in. The religious leaders brought false witnesses and false charges against him. And the night when Jesus was betrayed, he himself prayed earnestly for deliverance. He prayed that the cup of God's wrath would be taken away from him, but then submitted to the will of the Father for the purpose of salvation. There's a crying out for God that is Jesus' cry as well as ours. Then look at verses 3 and 4. They constitute God's answer to David's prayer. God heard David's prayer. He preserved David, and he pronounced a curse on his enemies. That curse is the curse of sharp arrows of a warrior and coals from a broom tree. He uses the physical use of weapons and of pain to represent the wrath of God. And in this case, just by way of explanation, the coals of a broom tree would be a type of wood that would be known to burn hot, as opposed to some of the psalms that talk about the burning of thorns that just quickly flares up but then goes away. The coals of a broom tree would be long-lasting and hot. They stand for the judgment of God. And I want you to note that David isn't here pronouncing his personal vendetta against his enemies. As a prophet of God, he speaks for God and speaks the judgment that the Lord alone has authority to pronounce. In the Psalms, we have that judgment of the Lord declared, and we need to hear that judgment and recognize that that's something that the Lord speaks himself. You can see Jesus in this as well. It is for this reason that Jesus came. The wrath of God burns against all sin and all sinners. And yet in that sense of going up to the house of God to celebrate the Passover, of God passing over some, we know that God provided a substitute for the arrows of the warriors and the coals of the broom tree that you and I deserve. He provided Jesus to bear the curse that we deserve. Verses 5 through 7 go back to David's situation. Not only was he distressed at the damage the lies had done against him, but David also laments the results of those lies. He had to flee for his life. When he ran for his life, it took him away from the people of God that he loved. It took him away from the worship of God, where he could go and celebrate the forgiveness of his sins. And he lamented that separation. He fled to the land of Meshach and Kedar, and he lived among a people who were violent and bloodthirsty. He longed instead to be among God's people, to be able to go and to worship together freely. Remember how glad he was in Psalm 122. That's coming up next. I was glad to hear them saying, "Let's go to the Lord's house." But he couldn't. He was for peace. But the people around him were against peace. And there he repeats that word so that you would catch the significance of the peace of God which is declared in worship. So we come into the presence of the Lord. There's a declaration of peace that you and I have. A peace that is grounded on the sacrifice that Jesus has made. It's right for David to repeat that peace and to be agitated and to lament that he was among a bloodthirsty people and that he was separated from the peace that is declared in worship. In Jesus Christ, that peace is declared and fully realized. And the repetition of peace is one that I hope that you would recognize is the foundation of your faith. You have life and you have peace with God because of what Jesus has done. So as you sing this psalm, I hope that you will have a sense of coming into the presence of the Lord and of recognizing the peace that you have with Him through Jesus Christ. Think of the peace that you enjoy because of the forgiveness of your sins, that the curse that you deserved has been paid for. That you enjoy peace with God in worship and peace with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Think of peace in this psalm and worship God for it. Let's sing it together. It's designed and meant to be sung, so we'll sing Psalm 120, Selection B. Psalm 120, Selection B. Please stand to praise the Lord.